We're doing the Ramban, L'shat Torat Hashem Tmima, and the Ramban had explained to us that when Moshe warns us in the Torah, the Tochachot, that we read 2 weeks ago, and what we read in Bechukosa, twice the Torah describes the warnings of what would happen if we do not keep the Torah. So the Ramban had told us this beautiful concept that the first one is a reference to our first exile, and the second one, the one in Devarim that Moshe Rabbeinu said 2 weeks ago, that's a reference to our second exile. And he proved it. And the Ramban continues and says, "Vod raya acheret, another proof, ki nistakalti b'sipu ha-geula, ve'eno mavtichan she'imchol avonam ve'lo she'yashuvu k'kedem." When God says, after the description of the first description of the punishment, God doesn't say, and I will forgive your sins, and I will bring you back to the state you were before. V'lo she'yachid toiveim, nor does God promise. The first time God describes our punishment, God says, and then after it's all done, He doesn't say, I will destroy your enemies. Ki ken haya inyan geulat bavel. That's because that's all a reference to our first exile. At the end of our first exile, we didn't attain forgiveness. We didn't perfect our ways. We didn't return to our previous state of glory, nor were our enemies subdued. Nor does it say that they will do a complete tshuva and that Hashem will again take them on fondly. But rather what it says is, they will atone their sins. They will confess their sins. Doesn't mention that they will be redeemed, but rather it says, then their heart that is so stubborn, their heart will finally be subservient to me, God says. And then the Zachatit with Yaakov, I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and even though they're out in their enemies' territories, I will maintain my covenant. It doesn't say they will be deserving and they'll have a great redemption. Because when we returned from the first exile, what happened? Esther's son, Koresh, grew up as a non-Jew. He grew up under Ahasuerus, right? And at some point, his mother told him, it's a good thing you're a Jew, you should build the temple. So he said, Jews, go. Whoever wants to can go, I'll give you money. Go rebuild the second temple. So when they left with the permission of the Persian king. And the majority of the nations didn't budge. The majority of the Jewish people stayed out in Babylon. They said, we have a good parnasa here. Why should we go to Israel? There are enemies there, suicide bombers, who knows where we're going to go to Israel? Most of the people refused. וכן מצינו שעשו בגאולה היא כמו שכתוב בדניאל, חתנו ואבינו כי יושענו מרדנו בסום ממצוותיך. What do we find happened when the Jews returned from the first exile? When they were coming back from Babylon, they said, God, we've sinned. וכמו שאמר ואת אבון אבותם, like the verse says in the Torah, they will atone, they will confess their sins and their father's sins. That's what we find happened. Daniel tells how, כן כתוב שם, למנחינו, לשרינו ולאבותינו. We, our kings, our leaders, our forefathers, we've all sinned. וכתיב בחטאינו ואבנות אבותינו ושניים מעמך לחרפה. Thanks, due to the sins of our forefathers, due to our own sins, Jerusalem and your nation have been disgraced by the nations. ונחמיה גם כן התוודה כך. And that's how we find Nehemiah spoke, וכן עזרא, and so to Ezra, the leaders who led us back to the Holy Land. We don't find them bringing the Jewish people back. What we find them doing is confessing the past sins of the people. They say, "Mlachenu, sarenu, kaninu, v'avotenu, lasu toratecha." Our kings, our leaders, our priests, our forefathers did not fulfill your Torah. So that's directly a fulfillment of the prophecy of the Torah in the first warning, in Bechukosai, when Hashem says, "You will sin, I will banish you, I will exile you, and then you will confess your sins, and for the sake of my covenant, I'll bring you back." Doesn't say things will be all better. Doesn't say we'll fix anything. So that's a reference to the first exile. And a bigger proof than all of these, the biggest proof that what's written in Bechukosai is a reference, what's written in the book of Vayikra is a reference to the destruction of the first temple, Sheyesham Remes Lishnot HaGalut. Because the Torah alludes to the number of years we will be out in exile that time. What does the Torah say in Bechukosai? The Torah says, you will be exiled, And the land will take back the years that you should have left it stay fallow. The land will regain those years you should have let it stay fallow. So our sages do the math, and they show us that we missed 70 years of Shemitah. And corresponding to those 70 years, we were 70 years in exile. That only happened the first exile. That only happened the first time the temple was destroyed. The Odamar, and the verse further says, the land will be left of them, and it will get back the Shabbatot, the days of rest it should have had. Pasuk omer bagalutahu, and the verse says with regard to that exile, so the verse says in Divrei Hayamim, what happened when we were exiled the first time? Limalot var Hashem b'fi Yirmiyahu, ad ratzta haaretz shabbatotea kol yomei hashama shabbata limalot 70 shana. In the book of Chronicles, towards the end, towards the very end of Divrei Hayamim, it says, and then the Jews were in exile, the temple was destroyed, they were exiled, they stayed 70 years in Babylon, a fulfillment of the prophecy of Jeremiah, that the land will rest 70 years to take back the 70 years that they did not let it go fallow. That's what Jeremiah warned them, and that's the punishment that happened. So we see clearly, says the Ramban, the Torah, in the first time the Torah describes the punishment of the Jewish people, that punishment is a reference to the destruction of the first temple. And the last point the Ramban says, I noticed that the Torah mentions 10 times the concept of Shemitah. Dichtiv, as the verse says, then the land will take back its resting. Then the land will rest. Will make back its resting. It refers to two Shabbatot, Rekan Chamesh. We've already encountered five times the Torah refers to it, and then he enumerates the next five times. The Torah refers to a total of 10 times that the land will rest. Now you guys do the math. Harei Eser, the Torah refers to it 10 times. Ki b'shivim shana, because in 70 years, how many times do you have 7? 10. So he says, even if you're careful about how the Torah words it, you see that the Torah was already alluding to the exact number of years we'd be in exile. To 70. Ki b'shivim shana esra shmitot, because within the 70 years we were in exile, you have 10 shmitot. And Rashi explains on the Torah that all 70 years corresponded to the Shemitot we did not keep. And all of these are clear points that the first rebuke was really an illusion. God put it in wraps. But when we look in hindsight, we can see it was all an allusion to the first exam. Next week, Bezrat Hashem, we'll see how the Ramban illustrates what the second Tochacha is. And maybe from there we'll start seeing clues as to when it's all supposed to be over. That's Lachem next.